Hi there, it's Stephanie Staples from YourLifeUnlimited.ca, and welcome to the 2014 Grow Your Life, Grow Your Business series. I am excited today to be speaking with Gina Carr. She is a marketing strategist who works with thought leaders and CEOs to leverage social media marketing for more profits, influence, and success. A 20-year serial entrepreneur, Gina has an MBA from the Harvard Business School and an engineering degree from the Georgia Institute of Technology. Gina is known around the world as the Tribe Builder, but today we are talking to her about her co-authoring the new book called Clout Matters, How to Engage Customers, Boost Your Digital Influence, and Raise Your Clout Score for Success. So if you're not in the know about clout, this is your lucky day and you're going to find out. I'm talking to you from Manitoba and Gina's talking to us from Florida. Welcome to the call, Gina.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. I'm happy to be here.
Excellent, excellent. So I've got your book in my hand. It's been a good read. I've learned a lot, and I'm excited to be able to have you share some of this information with our CAPS members from coast to coast. So tell us a little bit about how the book came to be.
Well, how it came to be was as a marketing consultant and as someone who is using social media a lot, I discovered this tool called Clout that purported to be measuring people's influence on social media, and it just really intrigued me. I think from my engineering background, you know, heavy into numbers, and then my MBA background, heavy into marketing, seeing the marriage of the two of these entities come together really intrigued me. And in particular, I was doing work for a particular author, and his clout score was higher than mine, even though I had thousands more followers than he did. And I thought, something's not right about this. But then the more I thought about it and looked at what was really going on, and I saw that, yes, although I had more followers, he had voracious followers. He was very focused on a particular subject that people were passionate about. So anytime he would post on Twitter or Facebook, he got a lot of engagement, more than I did. And I had a decent amount, but he had more. And particularly when you consider that he had more percentage-wise. So proportionately, let's say that, 20% of his audience engaged on his posts often versus 2% of mine, his overall audience participation was much stronger. So the way the clout algorithm works is it's looking for, it takes in so many different factors that I can't go through them all. I don't know them all because it's a secret algorithm. If everybody knew it, then everybody could duplicate it and they wouldn't have their special thing. But I think you can see what I'm saying is that, it quantifies who is able to really get people engaged online and move content across the digital web, especially the social sphere.
So if we're having a blog and nobody's looking at it, that's not so good. If we're making a post and nobody's commenting on it, that's not so good.
Correct. And so clout does count the social networks right now. They don't count actual activity on a blog, but the best bloggers are distributing their content through the social networks. So that's how it does help with getting comments on your blog, even though it doesn't count comments on your blog directly. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So if we are, well, because most of us will be blogging, we should be obviously repurposing that out into the different social media streams.
Repurposing and sharing, yes. I like to, take a few snippets from the different articles and put them on Twitter, adding hashtags. That's really important for getting more traffic to, getting more people focusing on your tweets. Hashtags for there as well as for Google+. And hashtags are even important on Facebook nowadays also. So
the
posts that I do will be a little bit different for each depending on the platform, but trickling out the content from a particular blog post, you've gone to all the trouble to write the post or produce the video or the audio, and you want to get people to it, and the social networks are absolutely the best way to do that.
Right. Okay, so let's back up a little bit. Let's just tell people, in case they don't know, about clout, what it exactly is and why they should care and bother to kind of listen to the rest of the webinar where you're going to give tips on how to raise this score. What is it? Why should we care?
Okay, good question. Okay, so clout is basically a gauge. It is a score somewhere between 0 and 100, and it tells you, are you able to move data across the social sphere, and how do you do it relative to other people? How do you do it relative to yourself? A really good score is anything above 60 is pretty good. Above 70 is really good, and above 80 is generally celebrity status, you know, really awesome.
Okay.
One of the things people don't know is that even if they don't know they have a cloud account, if they have a Twitter account, they automatically have a cloud account. That's just the way Twitter and cloud have set things up. So one of the first things you're going to want to do is go to cloud.com, and it's going to ask you to log in. And you can log in with your Facebook or your Twitter. It doesn't matter which one. It's going to immediately say, connect your other networks. And so you want to connect all those networks so that it can start looking for the different interactions that you're having on all those different social networks. Now, to keep with your question of what is it, I look at it like a bathroom scale, you know, much like a bathroom scale. You know, I can eat right and exercise and do all the things that I think I should be doing to either lose or gain weight. For me, it's losing weight. For some people, it might be gaining weight. But unless I had that scale to check, to step on every now and then and see, I might not really know how I'm doing. And it's very similar with clout as a gauge for your social influence. You know, how are you doing? It's your social score. Some people say it's sort of like a credit score for the Internet. So that's the main way that I like to present it, and that you use it yourself as an important integral tool to evaluate how you're doing on social media.
And
the
so
flip
like
side of it
scale,
is, I'm sorry?
I'm thinking like a bathroom scale, we shouldn't be stepping on it every day, should we?
Right. It averages your score over 90 days. So it can be real frustrating to people that, you know, maybe they had just a ton of activity on a particular post, like sometimes happens, especially if you have a birthday or some big event in your life, and you look at it and you're like, oh, man, it didn't go up. In fact, it went down. That's because it's taking an average over the last 90 days, and it adds a little extra weight to what's happened just in the past few days. So it's this really fabulous, elaborate algorithm that factors in billions of data points for you know, hundreds of millions of users across the Internet.
Even if you haven't signed up for one, if you have a Twitter, you've already got one, so you may as well go online, check it out, and see what it says. I just went to mine. I'm at 62. So according to your data, that's decent. And it looks like it's automatically posting Facebook posts on here.
Good, 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 yes. So above 60, yeah, that's decent. And most of the people in your audience should strive to at least be in the 60s if they're trying to be active on the social networks at all. Now, one of the very first things it's going to ask you is, do you want to attach your Facebook business page or your personal profile? And for probably everybody in this audience, speakers, you're going to want to attach your personal profile. And people say, well, I'm not active on Facebook personally, and I don't do anything, and well, just because of the way that Facebook is set up, almost everybody is going to have a higher score if they connect Facebook personally than if they connect their page. Trust
Great
me.
Great tip. That's good to know, right? Because we can probably, our default would be to go to our business page.
Yeah, a lot of people it would be. And because Facebook is, you know, just frankly, they're making it more difficult for people to get activity on their business page, and certainly relative to their personal profile, the personal profile is just going to produce a lot better results on clout score specifically. Right now, they don't allow you to attach both. It's just one or the other. And so given that limited choice, I say go with your Facebook personal profile. You can test it And so what happens a lot of times is, you know, people will disconnect and switch, and their score just plummets 10, 15 points. So that's why I recommend that you do the personal profile. Stephanie, if I could get back to the actual description of what it is, there's one important part that I want to bring in there. That in addition to using it as a tool yourself, the rest of the world, and increasingly decision makers, i.e. book publishers, meeting planners, people who are hiring people for different jobs, are looking at clout as just one more piece of data. It's not the only piece of data, but one more criteria to determine, you know, how much advance does somebody get on a book deal? Because clout directly measures platform. You know, for many years, people have publishers have been asking on the book deals, how many Twitter fans do you have, followers do you have, how many Facebook followers do you have, and all those sorts of questions. So in a world where you can buy Twitter followers and you can buy Facebook fans, what's your true engagement? It's not just the total number. It's what's the actual engagement and who is actually listening to you. And so that's why they are increasingly looking at clout scores. And while clout score may not matter a lot if you're being, you know, hired for a corporate or an association gig, if you're being considered to be part of a public event where you're expected to promote and the other speakers are expected to promote also, you can bet that this is increasingly going to be part of that, that they're going to want to see if you have reach.
Right, that makes sense. And also what I learned from you is that there's some actual real-life perks from clout that businesses are doing.
Yeah, you know, that's something that just for me personally, it's kind of the least interesting thing about clout. But for many people, that's the most interesting thing about clout. And clout does have some cool perks, and this is P-E-R-K-S, one that caught a lot of travel-minded people, our attention recently, was they gave everyone with a score 55 or above the opportunity to go to American Airlines page, and you could opt in to get a free use of the Admirals Club for a day, which I think retail price is $55 if you wanted to pay for it. So that was quite a nice little benefit. They also have given out a lot of movie passes. Big movie recently with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. They gave out passes to Gravity. Disney loves to test drive some of their movies there and get a lot of social media buzz going on their new movies. So they will use it. Many big companies. When you go to Vegas, there are certain hotels that when you check in, they have it linked up to the check-in procedure and your Twitter score, your Twitter handle, and your cloud score, and then they give you an upgrade to a nicer room. So a lot of people really do love these perks.
Yeah. So how do they contact you about this, or is it the onus on you to go in and look for it, or how do you find out about those?
You will get email notifications when you qualify for a clout perk. As well, when you go into clout, on the sidebar, there is an option for perks. So most people just go in there and check it regularly to see if there's a perk that's available to them. So this is the flip side of this, how other people are using it, how other businesses are using it to determine who is influential in certain areas. An example we like to use is when Chevrolet wanted to give a big marketing boost to the Chevy Volt. They were able to contact clout could identify for them who's really influential in cars and the environment and lives in these certain cities. We're going to make the car available to them for a long weekend. They can drive it. If they like it, hopefully they're going to post about it because, you know, by definition, that we've determined that they're already very influential on social media. And so, you know, it's just basically taking the historical tried and true method of word of mouth marketing and applying it to the social network.
Cool. Okay, so we know what it is. We know why we should bother. Now, how do we create more engaging content? How do we use Facebook and Twitter to raise those numbers for us?
Well, I have a simple system that I call my ABCs of of social media engagement. And if you do these, it will help your cloud score. So
okay.
A is always be engaging. And you got to keep in mind that social media is not broadcast media. This is not radio and television. You're expected to interact. So when you do posts on your own wall, do them with the idea of promoting action. So you might say something like this post if you agree with this. Give me your opinion. Do you like option A or option B? What do you like best about this quote or this thought or what the president said last night in a speech or something like that? I guess for you guys it's Prime Minister?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I thought, as I was saying president, I didn't realize that. The U.S. audience, so sorry about that. For caps books, Prime Minister there. So, so whatever, just asking about different things to promote engagement. So that's the A, always be engaging. And engage on other people's posts because that inspires them to engage on yours. Right? Make sense?
Okay. So engaging on other people's posts.
B is be consistent. So better to be active on the social networks 15 minutes a day than you're on there one day for an hour, you skip a few days, you're on another day, day for a few hours. Consistency is really important for your score to have a strong foundation. It's also important just for people to be thinking of you often and to know that you're out there and interacting. And you don't have to be particularly active on every network, but choose one, maybe two, that you're going to be particularly active on. And the ones that clout counts the most right now are Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Those count the most for your score. So Instagram, just start taking pictures with the Instagram app, sharing it on Facebook, sharing it on Twitter. That will help your score. If you use Twitter, go in there daily and at least see who's commenting to you or go retweet someone, reply to someone, comment on what they're saying. And then Facebook, go in and do at least a post a day on your personal profile and hang around while people are interacting. I find if I promote a good picture or a good comment, I'm going to get interaction immediately. And people love it when you respond to it. And it kind of gets this juice going that makes it a much stronger post.
Okay, so can I interrupt you and ask a question there?
Sure.
So what I'm wondering is when we post something that's engaging and people start commenting down, should we be commenting back? Like, is that counting? Or, I always wonder, I don't want to kind of bother them with a whole bunch of me commenting on everybody's comments sort of thing. You know what I mean?
That's a great question, Stephanie. And the answer is you're not bothering them. That's a very, very good thing to do. And that's how you're really communicating. I mean, just think about it in real life. If you said, hey, do you like the brown socks or the blue socks? And people start saying, no, I want the red socks. And you just, if you don't comment back, it's sort of like ignoring them.
Oh, okay.
So it's not considered distracting or negative in any way. I find that people love it when I respond immediately. And then they comment more. And by this excess commenting going, by these additional comments going on, even your own, it's more likely to get it into the newsfeed of more of your friends. Because when you post, one of the things that people think is, if I post, all my friends are going to see it. They absolutely do not. And they don't see it in the newsfeed. In fact, a very small percentage of your friends are likely to see that post at all. But by getting more people chatting about it, including yourself, commenting back and forth, liking what somebody said about your post, don't like your own post, but like what they said, their comment, that helps to get it into the newsfeed more and really stimulate a lot more activity.
Okay. So when we engage on other people's posts, that's not necessarily influencing our clout score, but we're doing it to encourage them to engage back. Is that correct?
Well, it certainly is a significant amount of sense of reciprocity that goes on in the social networks. So if someone's constantly coming over to my wall or noticing my news feeds and liking and commenting, then the next time I see something from them, I'm certainly much more likely to do the same to them. It's not a tit for tat or, you know, any sort of a requirement, but it just naturally happens.
Right,
Robert Cialdini talked a lot about that in the book Influence. So,
right. But when we comment, that's not influencing our cloud score.
When you comment on someone else's, that's not necessarily influencing your cloud score. You're correct.
Okay, I got it.
But it stimulates reciprocity and stimulates people to comment on your post.
Right. Well, and I love this. Like, and you write about it in numerous spots in your book. It's about being kind of a good social media citizen, or right? Like, you're not doing, everything we do isn't got an ulterior motive to it. Like, be natural, be friendly, be engaging. I like that idea.
Yes. You can't be, sooner or later your authentic self is going to become public on social media, because the whole world is watching, and you do need to know that. Even if you think it's more of a private post, a lot of times people are going to see it anyway, and so be careful there. I find that some people, they think that they're talking privately just to their friends, and they may be a little nasty about the local convenience store clerk or the person in the office at the local school or something like that. And, you know, that kind of thing does definitely show on your overall online reputation.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I think we're at C of your ABCs.
Okay, C is... connect. So you want to connect with people who have higher clout scores than you do and lower clout scores than you do. You want to connect with all sorts of people. You also want to make sure that all of your networks are connected. So as I said, when you first log on to Clout, it's going to ask you to connect networks. And some of them, like people say, well, I'm not very active on Foursquare, but it's asking me to connect that. Yes, go ahead and connect that, because you may get more active on it later. It's asking you to connect YouTube, even though YouTube is not directly part of the score right now. There are a lot of networks that's going to ask you to connect, some of which it counts, some of which it doesn't count. But go ahead and connect all those networks.
Okay. Makes good sense. All right. Well, if there was only one thing you could tell people about clout and clout matters, What was the number one thing you want people to know, Gina, after listening to some,
I think, people really need to know that social scoring is here to stay. It is one of the next big things. It's not going away. Cloud's not the only tool for this. There are other tools that are out there. But if you do well on your cloud score, you're likely to do well on the other measuring systems as well. Cloud's the biggest and has the best brand recognition and all of that. And increasingly, decision makers like book publishers, meeting planners, and other executives are going to be looking at a clout score, because it's a very noisy world. And people need easy, fast criteria to say, keep this one in the running, drop this one. You know, everybody with a clout score below 60 goes in the not interested pile. Everybody with a cloud score above 60 goes in the interested pile. You want to be focused on this now, even if your friends say, cloud doesn't matter, there's nothing going on here. It's going to be big, and you need to be in on it early.
Awesome. Well, you heard it here, maybe first, folks. So I hope that you got lots of takeaways from this call. I know for sure I did. You can find out more at clout.com. And Gina Carr and her co-author and partner for life, Terry Brock, have co-authored the book Clout Matters, How to Engage Customers, Boost Your Digital Influence, and Raise Your Clout Score for Success. Check it out. It's a great read. I hope you got some great takeaways from this call. And we are going to touch base with Gina very, very soon again and talk about tribe building. So join us for that call as well. As usual, it's Stephanie Staples encouraging you to live your life unlimited. Till next time, bye for now.